The city of Timmins is backing another bid for a new transmission line. Timmins Mayor Michelle Boileau has sent a letter of support to the Transmission Infrastructure Partnerships 9, TIP 9 Coalition, for its bid on the Wawa to Porcupine transmission line. It's the second proposal for the transmission line that the city has supported. The TIP 9 Coalition includes the Takwa-Tagamu Nation, Michipicoten First Nation, Shiploh Cree First Nation and Missinabe Cree First Nation. It has partnered with Ameren, a Fortune 500 company based out of St. Louis, Missouri, for its proposal. Boileau's letter details the project's importance to the region and the energy needs of the city, surrounding communities, and mining developments. The city of Timmins is committed to advancing economic reconciliation with inherent rights holders in the region. The four member First Nations are proximate to the proposed Wawa to Porcupine transmission line, making up a large portion of potentially impacted First Nations. Given this, Timmins is supportive of their bid to develop the proposed project, reads the letter. On April 8, the city of Timmins also sent a letter of support to the Waban Tribal Council's 50-50 partnership bid with Hydro One for the project. Waban Tribal Council represents six Treaty 9 First Nations in Northern Ontario, and five of them, Matagami, Brunswick House, Matachewan, Flying Post, and Shiploh Ojibwe, are involved in this bid. Five Nations Energy Inc. is supporting the Waban bid. The support for both bids is a step toward economic reconciliation, according to a statement from the City of Timmins. They demonstrate general support for the project and our Indigenous partners. The City of Timmins is committed to advancing economic reconciliation with inherent rights holders in the region, the email statement said. The 260-kilometer transmission line would run from the Wawa Transformer Station south of the township to the Porcupine Transformer Station in the Timmins area. It's one of the recommendations in a report from the Independent Electricity System Operator, IESO. The IESO report says its recommendations would improve reliability for existing and future loads in the Timmins area, and increase power transfer capability from Sudbury to supply future loads in the Sault Ste. Marie focus area and northwest regions. The Ministry of Energy is expected to approve a bid to build the line this spring. Timmins Today.